You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 13.
Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast.
Hi there. This is the sixth episode of our series on business development. In our prior episodes in this series, we have been talking about how to create a book of business. And we have also provided hints on how to improve your business development skills. But this episode is a little bit different. In this one, we will talk about some common blunders that lawyers make when they are trying to develop their book of business. And we will also talk about how to avoid these mistakes.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you are. Visit QODPOD.com. The QuadPod Podcast Network. That's QODPOD.com.
Hi again. Throughout this series, we have stressed that having a book of business is important for multiple reasons, including that lawyers who have a substantial book of business generally feel more secure in their jobs. And also that the more clients that a lawyer has, the less dependent they are on others in order to get work and to meet their billable hour and financial requirements. And also because the fees that come in from the clients originated by a lawyer will directly affect their compensation. And finally, because a demonstrated ability to bring in business for the firm increases the lawyer's chances at a promotion. But many lawyers are struggling when it comes to building a book of business. And that can be in part because they are making certain common mistakes. So we will now address five of these common blunders, and we will also touch upon what you can do to avoid them. So mistake number one is having no business development strategy. In several episodes throughout this podcast, I have talked about the importance of being intentional about your career. And this extends to having a plan for business development. You should not just pursue potential clients without a strategy in place. Without proper planning, your efforts can be too unfocused or they can be too random and might not pay off. In making your plan, you should consider the type of clients that you would like to work with. And you should also think about your area of expertise and how it aligns with those potential clients. You should also give some thought to the industry groups and associations you want to belong to, which should, of course, align with your strategy. You should also consider which activities and events can get you closer to potential clients, and you should plan to attend the same activities or events. You should think about common connections that may be able to introduce you to a target client. Once you have pondered all of this and any other things that might be relevant to your particular practice or situation, you should develop a strategy that will help you to get in front of the right people. These strategies must include action steps and deadlines that ensure that you are progressing within your plan. With an intentional plan, you will move closer to your business development goals. And without a plan, you could be spinning your wheels, engaging in random activities that are not leveraged to produce the best results. So it is important to have a plan. Mistake number two is lack of consistency. Some lawyers treat business development like a switch that they turn off when there is a lot of work on their plate and they turn on when they don't have enough work, or when their evaluation is around the corner and they want to show that they have been engaging in efforts to bring in work. Those lawyers fail to realize the importance of keeping their business development activity going. Oftentimes, you have to attend multiple events, make many calls, and follow up on various leads before the work comes in. So you cannot assume that you will generate work as soon as you start engaging in business development activities. And by being consistent and continuing to engage in these activities, you can ensure a steady flow of work. So it is important for you to develop a pipeline of work so that new matters keep coming in regularly. Many successful rainmakers don't drop the ball when they feel that they have too much work, and they are consistently out there making connections and attending events and doing all of the things that are going to ensure that the work keeps flowing in. Another common mistake is not following up. Lawyers regularly attend conferences, meetings, and other events, either in person or virtually, and they collect names, business cards, and contact information of many potential clients or referral sources. And then they do nothing. They stick the card in their desk drawer and never see it again. But that person that you did not follow up with may have had work that they could have sent your way. Or they might have been able to connect you with a potential client. But since you never reached out, that lead did not materialize. Make a point of following up with every person you meet at conferences or events who you believe could be a potential client or a potential referral source. And also try to jot down some notes on these people. Something that has worked for me in the past is to write down either on their business card or in the notes app of my cell phone, anything that struck me as interesting or relevant or important about that person. For example, did they mention that they oversee the legal work in their company? Or that their company is about to ask for pitches for legal work? Or did they offer to make an introduction to a potential client? If the person you meet makes comments like these or anything else that you deem important or relevant, you should write it down so that you can follow up on that. You should also be on the lookout for things that they say that can be a point of connection between you and that person, or that can give you an opening for a future communication. Like if they mentioned that you went to the same university, or that you like the same sports teams, or that you have anything else in common, that is a good piece of information to have. And by jotting it down, you will have that information available to you in the future when you reconnect with that person. Having a few notes can jolt your recollection about the conversation that you had with them when you were speaking with them again in the future. So always remember to follow up and to keep notes on the people that you meet in order to facilitate any future communications. Mistake number 4 is failing to differentiate yourself. We all know that the legal market is very competitive, and that you need to position yourself in a way that differentiates you from your competition. And you can do this in various ways. For example, you can position yourself as a lawyer who specializes in a specific area of law. And we all know that it is important to have a niche because more and more clients are looking for lawyers who they view as experts in their fields. You can also position yourself as a lawyer who is familiar with a specific type of business, or who is knowledgeable of a particular industry. Clients are constantly looking for lawyers who understand their business, particularly when the client operates in an industry that is highly technical or very regulated. So you need to consider your experience, your area of practice, your background, and your skill set to determine how you want to differentiate yourself from other lawyers. Once you have determined this, you should make sure that you promote yourself in a way that is consistent with that image that you want to portray. And you can go back to our episodes on branding for lawyers and on self-promotion, which are also part of the series, and which contain tips on how to promote yourself and how to develop your brand. Just make sure that you figure out a way in which you are different and in which you stand out, and that once you have identified that, you include that in the brand that you create for yourself. Mistake number 5 is lacking visibility online. Many lawyers have not established a solid online presence, but it is very common for potential clients who are looking for specific legal services to get on the internet and to do online research before they engage with the lawyer that they wish to hire. So if you fail to pay attention to your online presence. And if you do not build your online profile, you could lose a potential client to a lawyer who has optimized their social media profiles and their website profiles. So like we have mentioned before, it is important for you to be aware of what your potential client sees when they look you up online and research you online. Google yourself and see what you find, and consider whether that aligns with your business development strategy. And if it doesn't, it is time to make some tweaks. We hope that this episode has been helpful to you. Please make sure that you check out our show notes, which include a worksheet that you can download in order to work more on these tips and strategies.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.